Shyamalan comes to meet his friends. This year is a continuation of the previous shir. This is the third shir b'siyata d'shmaya. We are talking about the pasuk that says, "Va'yitein al Moshe k'chalas l'dabri d'bar ha'sin ashtachos ha'idus l'chus ha'mikzu metz b'elohim." So we're speaking about the idea that it was given to him like a kala, and there was a special chavivus of the Torah, and that was given to the Jewish people, that we have a chavivus for the Torah. That's how Torah should be learned, with chavivus. So now we will continue. And based on what we said, we'd like to be mechadish as follows, again based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Moreinenu, l'shmo l'zuchot havat kol nefesh ha'goyin r'b'lo v'zetzal. בהקדם מה שמצינו כמה וכמה הבדלים בין לוחות ראשונות ללוחות שניות. There are numerous distinctions between the first and second luchos. Number one, we see in Parshas Ekev and in the Mefarshim over there, that in the first luchos, they were all from Hashem, the Ksav and the Luchos. Whereas in the second Luchos, the writing was from Hashem, but the tablets themselves, the Luchos themselves, were given by Moshe to Hashem, Kiviyachol. Moshe Rabbeinu crafted out the Luchos, carved out the Luchos. It says in the Gemara Neirovin that the Luchos, had the luchos not been broken, then we would have never forgotten the Torah. It's only because the luchos were broken we forgot the Torah. And also, einum avolashin yichol l'shlotban. Nobody would have ever ruled over us, because we have a special power to the first luchos. First of all, the first luchos were all from Hashem, and the first luchos were, if they hadn't been smashed, then we never would have forgotten the Torah, and no nation would have been able to rule over us, from the pasuk charis al luchos. Another difference is that, like Rashi says, Tehillim 82:6-7. אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם ובני עם כולכם וכן קדם תמוסם ואוכל עשורם תיפולו. I said that you are like God, the sons of the divine. Indeed, you are going to die like man. So Elohim are like are malachim. So when I gave you the Torah, אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם, you're like angels. So you were supposed to have no malach amavis. Because of the Chayregel, Echein Kadim Temusa. It's the Gemara of Odezar, Hayamad Aleph. Also in Shmos Rab, it says here, Charus, Cheritz Malach Amovis. Numerous Midrashim like that, brought in the Torah Shlemos Kofayin. So you see, we have to understand these differences, these discrepancies, and why it's totally in the Luchas. The first Luchas is, we're free from the Malach Amovis, we never forget Torah, nobody can rule over us, it's all from God, we were never supposed to die, we're like angels, all the first luchas. Second luchas don't have that much rega. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. That the first luchas are the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. And we explain that it was given to the Jewish people as it was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Itna Torah l'Moshe l'Yisrael im kol chavivuta. It was given to Moshe and the Jewish people with all of the chavivus. Torah was given together with chavivus, in the way that the Or HaChaim wrote about, that mamish, you mishtagin u'mislatim achareha, lo yechashev be'enehem kesef izahav lemu'uma, ki ha'Torah kolelas kol ha'toivus sheba'olam. So, Torah is mamish gevaldik. Torah is such tremendous Torah has such tremendous koach. But that's to give us simcha, to give us joy, and that we're not even going to care about gashmius b'chlal. Have money, more money, less money, who cares? If Torah. That's the level of the, that's how the Torah was given to us. That's Torah b'taharosa. And if we would have the Torah as it should have been, the ideal Torah, the first Luchos Tikkun Torah, the Torah that the Arachayim was talking, Arachayim HaKadosh was talking about, a Torah b'taharosa, so we wouldn't have any Esek in Inyanei Olam Hazeh. Nothing would interest us. And therefore, Torah would never have been forgotten from the Jewish people. Sharei kayadua, kol davar shadam mitanyen v'rotze u'mishtokeku elav biyoter v'chashuvu ad meod be'inav pachot yesh bo shichecha. Anything that a person really, really is into, he's really mishtokek for, it's really choshev for him, he doesn't forget. And therefore, the Torah of the Luchos Rishonis, so great was the Cheshek and the Ratzon and the Simcha, Torah was so dear in their eyes, Ad shelo titachen b'shichecha, it wasn't even shaykh to forget. It wasn't shaykh to forget the Torah. V'chein lo hayta aliyam shlita shel umot olam malach ha-mavet. Such a, ani amarati Elohim atem uvenei yom kolchem. You would have been like angels. You wouldn't have died. Because all your Esek is in Ruchnias. You'd be Mufka from Inyanei HaGeshem. And if you're Mufka, if you're removed from all matters of the physical, so there's no Shlita, not Umas HaOlam, and not Malach HaMoves. It says in the Gemara in Bava Basra, 16a, Hu Yetzaharu Malach HaMoves Hu Satan. Omele Mizeh Shekol שאין יצר הרע ידי ביטור כל עיני עולם הזה אצלם, הרי ממילא אין מלך המובס. There's no יצר הרע. Why is there no יצר הרע? Because there's a ביטל of עולם הזה, there's no מלך המובס, because who are יצר הרע? Who מלך המובס? It's the same guy. It's the same שמנדריק. He kills people and he's the יצר הרע. Comes down, he tells people to do averus. He's mastin. And then he's able to take their, he says they did wrong, and he's able to take their neshamas. So we'd be purely in a ruchniyistic world if we would just stick with the first luchas. And we would have been mufka from the malach hamavis. We would have been mufka from all the problems, from shichicha. Chule. Would have had such chesek, such simcha and Torah. You don't forget what's chashuv to you. In the Torah Shleima, in Oskuf Samach Aleph, he brings in the Medrash, Amr B'Shmuel, Yiluzach Yisrael Luchas Shonas Haitha Torah Kvom Hem Ladaris. Shkishbrach Hu Asa Yisam. If we would have been zeicha to the first Luchas, Torah would have been established in us for the generations. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made them. Shenam Rav Luchas Maisa Elokim Heima. Chom Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu Niflaim. It would have been Mamish Nifla. It's Maisa Hashem. Nifloi Maasecha Me'oid. Meforash Kan Nitba'er. Sheyesod HaMa'ala Shel Luchot HaRishonot Hu. Vemeshe Beluchot HaRishonot Lo Yabe Maaseh Maaseh Pasar V'dam. Maisa Hashem Nifloi Mehem. Ulfi Ma She Nitba'er HaKavana Klape HaRivus VaMesikus Belo Gvul Sheyesh BaTorah ShePelehu. Zot Omeret that the foundation of what's so special about the first Luchas is that it wasn't an act of human beings. It was an act of God. And therefore it has special Mesikus. And as such, the Torah would have been Kavua L'Doris in the Jewish people. And somebody who abandons this Arevus for Havlei Olam Hazeh would be nuts. Nobody would do it. So that's all the first luchos. Maase Hashem Niflaim. It's from the hand of Hashem. It has a special arevus, a special mesikus. Shemais Rabba, Parsha Mem Aleph, Chumi Yashan, Yud Beis, cited in the Torah Shlem and the Biras Kuf Yud Zayin. Arevu Akomem Yom Shasa Moshe Lamaila Haylamitar Mishakcha. It the Gemara Nedarim. All 40 days he would learn Torah and forget it. Amar Moshe Moshe Lamaishli Mem Yoyim. In Hashem there are 40 days I chvais garnish, I don't know anything. What a gaduk shishli mem yom nasim lo the Torah b'matana. Gave it to him as a matana v'itein al Moshe. Now he gave it to him. K'chaloisai. When it was finished, like a kala, given as a matana, like we spoke about the chavivus of the kala, and therefore there's no shichacha because of the arevus, because of the tainuk. And that's v'itein k'chaloisai. So that's all in the ideal world of the first luchas. Aval harei shavar Moshe et haluchot, umvuar b'gemara b'shabbat b'daf peivav, shelamad Moshe kal v'chomer mipesach. Pesach is one of the 613 mitzvahs, and a mummer can't eat the Pesach. So certainly you can't get the whole thing. You're not only can't get one mitzvah, you can't get the whole thing if the Jews are mummerim. And they were when they served the eagle. And Tosis writes, it's not a complete kal v'chomer, it's not an absolute kal v'chomer. Because a mummer is aser b'pesach, it's a special din, a mummer can't eat a carbon. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu could have given us the Torah, and it would have been machzor us b'tshuva. So what was Moshe thinking? If it's not an absolute kal v'chomer, then what was Moshe thinking? Hashem was masking, the Gemara says. Anyway, the Jews were makabel Torah at Har Sinai. And the only shaila is what type of Torah we're going to be makabel. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that for mummer and a ben necher mitzad atzma v'shal makab mitzis ha-pesach, we can't be a kli to eat lachem Hashem kiviyachol, carbon. So we can't be makabel the pure Torah of Hashem. It was written by God. It's on Luchas. So therefore, Moshe decided that he's going to, instead they're going to get the second Luchas. That they're ready to receive. So it's Kal V'chomer, it's a good Kal V'chomer. He was deciding which Luchas should they get. So it's not a Kal V'chomer Gomer, they can't get any Luchas. They still receive the Torah, they're still Shaykh Deman Torah. But they're not worthy of the first luchas anymore. The first luchas are too pure for them. ובדרך זו יש לבאר גם כן מה שכתוב באבות הרבי נתן, פרק ב' לגבי שבירת הלוחות. Brings there from a lot of Tanaim that after that, שראה אותו סירחון שסרחו במעשה עגל, אמר משה, היאך אני נותן להם את לוחות, ומזקיקני אותם למצוות חמורות, וחייבנו אותם מיטה לשמיים. After they did the chayt ha'egel, Moshe Rabbeinu says, how am I going to give them the luchas? They're going to have all these chomer dika mitzvahs, and they're going to be mechayev them misa lashamayim. It says, lo yel alayim achim alpanai. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas, the Medrash says, because gives it to them, they have lo yelecha, and they're over on that. But it's hard to understand, they're still chayv in lo yelecha. What is breaking the luchas help? And in the end, they were punished for the chayt ha'egel, so what did Moshe help by breaking that? Smashing the luchas. So in Abbas Rabbi Nelson, he was makdim to the union of Shiras Luchas, that the luchas are munachos misheshis and eberashis. Haluchot munachot mimatai misheshit yimei bereshit. וכתוב בהם, והמכתב מכתב אלוהים הוא, חרות על הלוחות. אל תקרי חרות, אלא חירות. שכל מי שעוסק בתורה, הרי הוא בן חורין לעצמו. Starts off saying that it's the writing of God, engraved on the luchas. Don't read engraved, read freedom. If you're עוסק בתורה, you're free. What do we need this הקדמה for vis-a-vis the union of שמירת הלוחות? Talking about breaking the luchas, what does it have to do with the fact that God wrote it? And Obviously, Rabbi Nelson talks in that context about how Moshe broke the Luchos Midaito and Hashem was masking. What does that have to do with the fact that the Luchos were Michtav Elokim? As Mizene Ra, She Ikari Ashvira, Maita Ikari Ashvira, Kidesh Lo Yubne Israel Bematzav, שהתורה אצלם היא רק מעשה השם. The Jewish people shouldn't be in a matzav that the Torah is a mice, it's just מעשה השם. והמכתב מכתב 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 אלוקים. And these luchas were ready from Sheishi Simei Bereishis. Like it says there. In other words, no שייכס תולם הזה. ובאופן זהו שנתנו הלוחות. They were given as they were before Sheishis Mei Bereishis, without any mixing in of human hands, human input. Atikri Charis El Cherus, complete freedom of the Malach HaMavis, of Shibin Malchius, and therefore there's no room for Inyanei Olam Hazeh, and there's no room to be over on Loi Elohim Acherim. There are no Elohim Acherim, it's before creation. So since there's no room to be over in Lo Yelecha, because we're talking about the Luchas, which precede the world, and there's no death. So, in fact, after the Shvira, the Jews were punished. Like we see in Yuma 86b, 66b, cited in Rashi and Pasuk Chaf. Everybody was Nanash Lefichetto. But the Jews who weren't Chot, they weren't Nanash B'Misa, even though there's a little bit of a Pagam in everybody. That's why for all the generations were punished for the Chet Egel. But this Onish was only after the Shvira. Mashenken, if we were in a Matzav of Makabli HaTorah, of Luchos Rishonos, we all would have been Chayav Misa L'Shamayim. We all would have been Pagum. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. So now we're not on such a high level anymore. We're just regular people. And there was not such a tviyah. So the idea behind breaking the luchas was that if we would have gotten the first luchas, then we would have been required to be on a much higher level. And therefore we all would have been punished for the chet egel. But since now we're not on that level anymore of receiving these pure first luchas, so that it gives us freedom from Malach HaMavis, from Shibud Malchius, that it's not shaykh to have Elohim Acherim, where that's an amazingly high level, we weren't shaykh to that anymore after Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. So now we get the second luchas, lower level in Mela. You're right, there's a little bit of a pagam in everybody, but it's not like it was with the first luchas. The first luchas would have been a lot more responsible, and we all would have been punished with Misa. But now that we have the second luchas, Seder, we're not on the same level, and therefore we're not held up to the same standard. So Meirai v'Rabbeisai, that is the beginning of our path, understanding the difference between the first and the second luchas. And Amir Hashem, in the next year we will continue with this Mahalach. We still have a lot more to talk about. And Birtzot Hashem Darkeinu, Nachal B'li Neder L'Mashich. Toda Rabba Rabba, Shalom. Toda Rabba Shehezantem.